The word today is rest. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. We lead busy lives full of problems and troubles. It is a rapid and tiresome pace we try to maintain. We need to take a break. We need rest. Well, the 11th chapter of Matthew describes how God provides the rest we need. Here to help us see what God has to say is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Rest.
We're going to be talking about rest today, and I recognize that anyone who's living here on this earth, and it doesn't matter what country you're living in, it is going to be filled with problems and troubles. We know that while we're here this side of heaven, there's going to be difficulties. And the greatest difficulty of all is the burden of sin. I hope you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's the only way to get rid of sin. He came to suffer and die for us, and He came in order to take our guilt away and our sins away. When you're feeling burdened and troubled, the chances are there's something wrong in your life. Either you're living immorally, or you're being dishonest, or you're being unfaithful to your marriage partner, or you're being dishonest in work. Whatever it might be, that's a burden, and that's a weight on you. And as a result, you can't find much joy, and you can't find much help, because you're really on the wrong side of God, disobeying His will and sinning against Him. So the weight and the burden that we bring on ourselves by our dishonesty and by our unfaithfulness and by our immorality, all of these things crush us. And so I want you to turn in God's holy word to the 11th chapter of Matthew. There's some beautiful verses at the end of the 11th chapter of Matthew that I want you to focus on, and I want you to take into your heart so that you can get rid of your burden and that you can cast your care upon God, that He can free you up from your sin. He can forgive you. He can give you a new start on life, give you new hope and new peace of mind. That's what it's all about, to live the Christian life. So let's take a look at the closing verses, 28, 29, and 30, the closing three verses of the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Let me read them to you from this translation. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my load is light. Oh, what fantastic promises, what fantastic good news from God. He knows we can become burdened and troubled, and He knows the primary reason will be our sin. And so He invites us to come to Him. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. That's an invitation from Jesus Christ Himself. He doesn't say, go see the preacher. He doesn't say, go see some prophet somewhere. He doesn't say, go to some plan or some committee somewhere. He says, come to me. Come to me. You have a direct invitation from Jesus Christ. I often am troubled by the fact that some fellow Christians in one of the Christian churches tells its people to pray to Mary and to pray to different saints. I wish they wouldn't do that, because frankly, Christ Himself is inviting you. He doesn't say, go to my mother Mary, or go to Peter, or go to Paul. He says, come to me. Come to me. This is an invitation from Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, from Himself to you and me. Come to me, He says. Not only does He invite us, but He tells us why He wants us to come. Here's His promise. I will give you rest. Oh, I'll tell you, I ate dinner today in a mall, a shopping center mall that has a food court. And I couldn't help but noticing a man who was sitting. He was actually in an easy chair. They have kind of a lounge there with a fireplace where you can kind of sit and relax. And this guy was so troubled in his heart that he was talking to himself. I've seen him there before, as a matter of fact. One other time when I ate there, it was the same man just sitting there. He wasn't reading. He had no one else to talk to, but he was just talking to himself. Now, perhaps he was praying. I hope he was. But I got the feeling that he looked kind of troubled, and he looked kind of confused, and he was just kind of mumbling and murmuring to himself. And I felt sorry for the guy. You know, I wonder what's troubling him. Maybe he has a business problem. Maybe he isn't getting along with his wife, or maybe he has trouble at work. Whatever the situation, wouldn't it be a great comfort if he could hear these words? Maybe I should have gone over there and told him, hey, I hope you'll talk to Jesus about whatever is troubling you. As a matter of fact, I'll make you this promise. Next time I'm back there to eat, there's a nice little food shop there that I enjoy, and I'll be back there again. And if he's there, I'm going to walk over to him, and I'm going to say, you know, I want you to think about Matthew, the 11th chapter, the closing verses, where Jesus invites you to come and talk to him. I'm going to do that. I'll make that promise right here on the air that I will do that. And I will keep that promise. I will remember the next time I see him. Should have done that today, but I didn't have the presence of mind, I guess, to do that. I wasn't thinking in terms of witnessing, and that's too bad. But I will now, from now on. At any rate, Jesus invites us to come to him, and he says when we do, he will give us rest. Now, how does he do that? By forgiving our sins, by promising us he died in our place, and his blood washes us clean. All of our guilt is gone. He accepts us, just like the father accepted the prodigal son that finally returned in repentance and said, Father, forgive me. And the father embraces him and throws a party and shows his love and says, you are my son. I thought you were dead, but you are alive. You are my son. And that's the way Jesus makes us feel. He forgives us. He gives us love. He assures us we belong to him. And he will be with us. You know, he says in the closing two verses, take my yoke upon yourself. Now, there are going to be problems and troubles and difficulties. And to be honest, sometimes it's tough to be a Christian. Sometimes we are ridiculed and mocked, especially by unbelievers, especially those that don't believe in the true God. And we have to swallow hard and be strong in our faith. And Jesus says, yes, there is a yoke, there is a burden, there is something to this faith. It's not just all cake and icing. There is a commitment to live for me. There is a desire to serve me. And if you're true and your faith is real, you will want to do things that please me and that honor me. And so there is a yoke around your neck, just like a yoke is the collar, so to speak, on the oxen that plow in the fields. You've seen those big wooden yokes, maybe, if you're in that part of the world where the oxen plow and disc the ground and get it ready for crops. Well, ours is not a heavy wooden ox yoke. It was Jeremiah that demonstrated this for his people. He liked to use objects when he preached. He taught object lessons. And so he walked through the city streets wearing an actual yoke from off of a pair of oxen. It was really heavy, and he was struggling along, and he made it clear there is a yoke. But now God says here, he says, but my yoke is easy. It's light. It's gentle. you will be able to bear it because I will be with you. I will take care of you. I will give you the strength and the courage. You remember what he said to Joshua. And if you've forgotten that, look up the first chapter of Joshua, the first 9 verses. And I like especially verse 9 of the first chapter of Joshua. Read that again and be of courage and be of strength, because the yoke that Jesus Christ is talking about here is one that we can bear because he will be there to help us carry it. He says it's gentle. And he wants us to be gentle and humble in our heart. The proud won't get anywhere with God because they're trying to say, I'll do it myself and I don't need forgiveness and I don't need God. Well, God hates that. God detests that. Pride is the first element of sin because we're pretending that we're going to do whatever we need to do and that we don't need God. We'll do it ourselves. Well, God hates that. And so get rid of your pride and humble yourself before God and let him know you're trusting in him and in him alone, that he is the one that's going to take care of you and guide you and give you a victory. So he says, come unto me, all who are weary and laden, heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my load is light. Well, regardless of your burden right now, folks, bring it to the Lord. Trust in him. Bring it to the Lord. He's inviting you. Go directly to him. He's your God. You can talk to the Father. You can talk to the Son, Jesus. You can talk to the Holy Spirit. All three are one God. They are all and the same one true God. You can talk to them in your prayer and yield to him. Be humble. Take upon yourself the yoke that God gives you. It will be light. He will strengthen you. He will enforce you and strengthen you so that you can carry it. And you will find peace. You will find joy. Be the kind of child of God in joy and in peace through Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.